Ladies and gentlemen, please join us at the field for the final pitch. Helping welcoming James Brown to the field. Soldier Field team is a patient of every year's children because of multiple sclerosis diagnoses. Thanking his dear team. And James can do that too. He doesn't let his diagnosis limit him. In fact, James is working his way up in karate. Lots of bumps and moves in his hip hop dance classes as well. Attaboy, James. All right, James, when you're ready, let's see that arm of yours. Big enough pitch, James. Well done. Big fans, let's hear it one more time for James Brown. It's now time to announce tonight's starting lineup. Professor Singh, Mariachi, Tato, and Momentico. The AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies Jazz, announced by their manager, Warren Schieffer. They are playing center field. Brian Pollet. Back second, the shortstop number 15, Alan Franco. He was the name number 5, Sean Bouchard. Back 4, designated hitter number 45, Carlos Bebe. Fifth, right field number 37, Michael Delia. Back to six, the third baseman number 11, Coco Montez. Back seven, the first baseman number 25, DJ Peterson. Back eight, second baseman number 4, Tim Lopes. And in Goodman. Tonight, Jimmy Herr. 3, Brandon Wolf.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Albuquerque Isotopes in the second game of a six-game series. Rainiers won the opener on the series opening day game yesterday. Tacoma won it by a score of 8-4. The Rainiers have been going home run crazy. They hit four home runs yesterday, and Tacoma has home games. And in particular, the last four games have been a real bomb show with the team hitting 13 home runs over the last four games. So look for some long balls here today as the Rainiers face the Albuquerque Isotopes. Our starting pitchers in this one, Darren McCacken is on the mound for the Rainiers. He's 7-5 with a 4.67 ERA. He'll be opposed by Albuquerque right-hander Brandon Gold. Gold is 5-5 on the year with a 6.40 ERA, but he is the reigning Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week. He had a great game in his last start last week against Reno, working six scoreless innings. So Brandon Gold on the hill for Albuquerque and Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. Nice warm evening here in Tacoma. Blue skies and just a great night for a little Wednesday night baseball here in the Pacific Northwest. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest round of Rainiers roster moves right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight. Game two of this six-game series, which continues with night games through the rest of the week, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, and then a day game on Sunday in the final game of this series. So all the night games are at 7:05, and the day game on Sunday is at 1:35 in the afternoon. Then the Rainiers are going to hit the road for a week. One roster move to report today. It comes as a result of Luis Torrens having been sent to Tacoma by the Mariners. Torrens cleared waivers and reported to the Rainiers today. That gave the Rainiers four catchers, and they weren't going to carry four catchers. So they ended up releasing Joe Odom, who's been with the team all year and a valuable member of the club. Hit .231 with 10 homers, 775 OPS, and a quality guy in the locker room, too. We hope that Odom gets picked up by another team here before the completion of the season and gets to finish up somewhere else. Odom appeared in 62 games for the Rainiers this year. But Torrens is back down. Josh Morgan, who's been injured all year, is healthy once again. He's got his job back. And then Brian O'Keefe here as well. So those will be the three Rainiers catchers moving forward. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes, who have 50 wins and 61 losses under manager Warren Schaefer. They are the Colorado Rockies AAA club. Leading off, playing right field is Ryan Vallade. Batting second, shortstop Alan Trejo. Hitting third, the left fielder Sean Bouchard. Carlos Perez hits cleanup. He's the catcher. Batting fifth and playing first base is Michael Tolia. Hitting sixth, second baseman Coco Montes. Batting seventh, designated hitter DJ Peterson. Batting eighth, the third baseman Brett Boswell. And hitting ninth, center fielder Jimmy Herron. On the mound, Brandon Gold. Gold has a record of 5 wins and 5 losses with a 6.40 ERA. The Rainiers are 51-61. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Taylor Trammell. Trammell is in right field. Batting second, the rehabbing Mariner, Evan White. He is the designated hitter today. Hitting third and playing third base is Abraham Toro. The cleanup hitter is Jared Keldick. He plays center this evening. Batting fifth is second baseman Jonathan Villar. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Zach Green bats seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Forrest Wall. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. 7-5 with a 4.67 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Anthony Perez. At first base is Michael Raines, and over at third, it's Jonathan Parra. Tacoma and Albuquerque in the second game of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Colorado Rockies. This should be a good one tonight. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears, one of the Red Ears and the Topes, the Albuquerque Isotopes. Ryan Vallade leads things off for Albuquerque, 257 hitter with a 350 on base percentage. He's digging into the batter's box now. McCacken on the hill, making his 22nd start, 7-5 with a 4.67. ERA. His first pitch of the game is taken for a strike, and we are underway. 83 degrees, the game time temperature here in Tacoma. Just the slightest of breezes blowing right now. 0-1 pitch is caught on the outside edge for a called strike, going to the count to Ryan Vallade. These two teams playing in their Copa de la Diversión uniforms tonight. The Red Ears representing La Familia de Tacoma. So now the 0-2 pitch to Vallade is outside for a ball. And the Topes are Los Mariachis de Nuevo Mexico. And the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and McCacken gets the strikeout, and one man is gone in the first inning. So Darren McCacken strikes out the first batter he faces. He's among the league leaders in strikeouts, along with many other categories. That was his 111th strikeout of the season. He's fourth in the league in that category coming into play today. It's also third in innings pitched, seventh in earned run average, tied for sixth in wins. Here's his pitch to Alan Trejo, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. McCacken, the Mariners' 12th-round draft pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State University. And the pitch is smoked towards third, deflected by Toro, and it rolls into shallow left field, and aboard at first base with a single is Alan Trejo. So he pulled that sharply towards third. And it deflected. Take another look on MILB TV. This ball was smoked to Toro and it right towards his left leg and bounced out into shallow left. It is indeed ruled a base hit. So an infield single for Trejo, and now Sean Bouchard will be the batter. Right-hand hitter with some power. And he hits a one-hopper, knocked down by Toro, and he picks it up, throws to first, too late. And that is back-to-back balls hit to Toro at third base that he hasn't been able to handle. And both going for hits as they've been quick reaction plays that Toro has knocked the ball down or knocked it away but hasn't been able to glove it cleanly. So a couple of infield hits, and Albuquerque has two on with one out. And Carlos Perez coming to the plate. The hot corner is hot indeed here at the start of this game. So here's Perez, big home run threat, 24 bombs this year. And the pitch from McCacken is grounded foul on the third baseline. There's strike one. Albuquerque leads the minors in homers with 175 hit this year. And Perez is their team leader. And that's not new territory for him. He hit 31 home runs last year when he was with Las Vegas. 0-1 pitch on its way from McCacken to Perez, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's going to get in the seats out of play. Strike two to Carlos Perez. McCacken working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. The Red Ears have Zach Green at first. They have the infield shifted, three on the left side. Second baseman Jordan Villar, shortstop Mason McCoy, and Toro at third. Outfield is Wall in left, Kalnick in center, and Trammell in right. 0-2 pitch from McCacken to Carlos Perez is swung on and popped up foul behind home plate again. McCacken would love to get a strikeout here with two on and one out. Here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way to Perez. And it is up and in and to the backstop, and the runners are going to move up. Trejo takes third, and Bouchard takes second on a wild pitch. So Albuquerque has a couple of men in scoring position now, as this just got away from McCacken and went over the head of Perez. McCacken faced Albuquerque back in April, and it was his worst start of the year. Here's his 1-2 to Perez, and it is swung out and popped up foul, and that's going to get out of play. O'Keefe taking a look, but no play. Still 1-2. At Isotopes Park, April 16th, the Topes got him for 8 runs, including 3 homers in 5 innings, and that's definitely McCacken's roughest outing of the year. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Carlos Perez, and it is just off the plate outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. McCacken trying to hit that outside edge with a slider there. So the count's even, 2-2. Right here's have the infield drawn in a bit with runners at second and third and one out. Now the 2-2 from McCacken is just a little inside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Now, first base is open, but McCacken's coming after him. The 3-2 pitch is inside, ball 4, and they're loaded up for Tolia. So Perez heads down to first base. Bustrejo still at third, and there's only one out, and here comes Tolia. Tolia from Gig Harbor played his first professional game here at Cheney Stadium yesterday and hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Today, he bats with the bases loaded in the first inning. And McCacken with the pitch. And it is taken up and away for a ball. And now O'Keefe's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Well, this is when you do not want to see the Isotopes. When the bases are loaded, they lead all of minor league baseball with 11 grand slams this year. And they're one away from hitting the most grand slams in a season of any team as far back as the minor league stat database goes, which is just to 2005. But still, since 2005, only one team has hit 12 grand slams in a season. That was Lake Elsinore in 07. And Albuquerque's threatening. Now the 1-0 swung on and lined towards left, and that's going to get down for extra bases into the corner. Wall chasing it. Trejo scores, Bouchard scores. Going to second is Perez. Tolia has a 2-run double going to the opposite field. And Albuquerque has a 2-0 lead at the top of the first inning. Tolia lining that pitch the other way for a 2-run double. So 2 runs are into the top of the first. Runners at second and third, still only one out. And now Coco Montes is the batter. And McCacken's got to find a way to get out of this inning and limit the damage. Infield still in for the right ears. And the pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side, fielded by the first baseman Green, and they can't get the ball to first base in time for an out. No one advances, but Montes reaches first on an infield single. Green fielded that very far away from the first base bag, and couldn't beat Montes there himself, or VR, the second baseman who tried to run over. So it's an infield hit for Montes, and the bases are loaded again with one out for DJ Peterson. Peterson, the former Mariners first-round pick back in 2013, takes a McCacken pitch on the inside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on and tapped to the first baseman. Green throws home for a force out there, and there's the second out of the inning. So Perez forced out at the plate, 3-2, first baseman to the catcher. Tolia goes to third. Montes is at second, and DJ Peterson reaches on a fielder's choice. bases loaded, two outs now for the number eight hitter in the lineup, Brett Boswell. So that was well executed by Zach Green and catcher Brian O'Keefe. Get that lead out, lead runner out. So here's Boswell hitting 258 with nine homers. Left-handed batter. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery on its way from McCacken. And it is a swing and a miss at a change of pace. So there's strike two. So McCacken gets ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. McCacken is ready. And here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way to Boswell, and it is outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. McCacken trying to escape with just two runs on the board. The right-hander's 1-2 pitch is coming to Boswell, and it is swung on, hit in the air down the left field line. Long run for Forrest Wall, but this is a foul ball, and it lands in the party decks down the third baseline. Still 1-2. McCacken getting the sign from O'Keefe. Now he's set. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a change, and down goes Boswell, wrapping up the top of the first inning. But Albuquerque scored two runs on four hits, three of which were infield singles. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Albuquerque 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Payments. Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, the Isotopes scored a couple of runs in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Taylor Trumhell leading things off against Brandon Gold. And the pitch to Trumhell is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Trumhell is in his 14th AAA game of the year, hitting .306, .944 OPS for the left-hand hitting outfielder Trumhell. And the pitch is swung on and sprayed in the air towards the center fielder, Heron, who moves back towards the alley. And he had it all the way, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the first. So Trumhell flies out, and now Evan White will be the hitter. White's been part of the Red Ears' recent barrage of home runs, as he has homered at each of his last two games. And the pitch to him from Brandon Gold misses for a ball. Gold, as I mentioned the pregame show, won the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week award for the week that ended this past Sunday. And it was because of one start, but really strong start, as here's a swing and a bouncer foul. He was facing Reno, first place club in Albuquerque, Mile High Ballpark, great hitter's park. And he pitched six scoreless innings of two-hit ball with no walks and got the win in that game. And also got the Pitcher of the Week award. Down low for a ball, 2-1. Reniers faced Gold twice back in April. He was pitching out of the Isotopes bullpen at the start of the season. They moved him into the rotation at the end of April. Here's a swing and a slow roller to short, fielded by Trejo. Throw to first in time to get Evan White. And two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. White grabs to shortstop, and now Abraham Toro will be the hitter. Reniers scored some runs against Gold back in April in Albuquerque when the Reniers faced the Isotopes down at their place. In two games, he pitched four and two-thirds innings against the Reniers and allowed four runs on eight hits. Toro, the batter now, switch hitter bats left, and he takes a strike, 0-1. Toro, 4 for 24 since being optioned to Tacoma, hasn't gotten hot at the plate yet for the Reniers. It's coming. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, and there's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Abraham Toro. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now here's one that misses for a ball. One and two the count to Toro, and the pitch is swung on. It bounced up the middle, but shaded that direction is the shortstop, Trejo, and he throws out Toro at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. And quietly, we go to the second. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Albuquerque with the early 2-0 lead over the Reniers. We go to the second inning of play. Darren McCacken on the mound, threw 25 pitches in the first inning and faced eight hitters. here in the second. It'll be the number nine man, Jimmy Heron, to lead things off. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Is hitting 213 in 17 games for Albuquerque since coming up from AA Hartford. Takes a pitch that misses for a ball, 1-1. The upper levels of the Colorado Rockies farm system feature some very minor league team names. As here's a swing and a drive down the left field line. That's going to get down for extra bases towards the corner. Wall gets it and sends it into the cutoff man. And Heron, the former Hartford Yard Goat, has a leadoff double in the top of the second inning. Yeah, if you're moving up through the upper levels of the Rockies system, you go from being a yard goat to an isotope. And then ideally become a Rocky. Here's Ryan Vallade. He struck out in the first. McCacken with the pitch, and it's bunted back towards the mound. A fair ball, and McCacken just going to tag out Vallade, who fell down in the batter's box while bunting that pitch. He bunted it right back to the pitcher. The runner moved up. It goes as a sacrifice bunt to the pitcher unassisted. Vallade bunted it while falling backwards and just collapsed to the batter's box, and the ball was fair. McCacken just came off the mound and picked it up. Could have thrown to first base, but the guy he's trying to get out is lying in the batter's box. Just go tag him instead, and that's what he did. Runner at third, one out. Infield in. Pitch to Trejo is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. That was a funny-looking play, that last play. Now McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Trejo. And it's a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. McCacken recorded a couple strikeouts in the first. 0-2, or the next pitch to Trejo, misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now McCacken is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on and lined to right, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And trotting in and scoring the isotope's third run of the night is Jimmy Heron. It's an RBI single for Alan Trejo. It is 3-0 Albuquerque in the early going. Not used to seeing McCacken allow a bunch of runs early in a game, but they've got him for six hits here. And there's just one out of the second inning, and now Sean Bouchard will be the batter. Right-hand batter. McCacken's pitch is taken on the outside edge for a strike, 0-1 the count. Well, yesterday the Rainiers were down early and they battled back and actually won the game kind of handily in the end, 8-4. Sears a swing and a foul tip at the plate there, strike two. Rainiers were down 3-0 in the first yesterday and 4-2 in the third. O-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Thank you. 2-2 coming from McCacken, and it is outside ball three. A full count to Sean Bouchard. Seems like McCacken's having trouble getting the slider to do what he wants it to do here in the early going tonight. 3-2 pitch with a runner going is pulled foul on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. McCacken is set. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and it is up high, ball four. Second walk issued by McCacken. Bouchard takes first. Trejo down to second. Two on, one out. And now Carlos Perez will be the batter. So here's Perez. He walked his first time up. And the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate there, strike one. Now the righty's set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is one ball, one strike. One is inside, 2-1. McCacken would just love a double play ball right here. Get out of this jam. Two-one pitch coming, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play, and strike two. Two on, one out, two balls, two strikes to Carlos Perez. McCacken comes set. And here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and missed, strike three. And there is the second out of the inning. McCacken with his third strikeout of the game. And now Michael Tolia will hit. He hit a two-run double in the first. Driving a pitch the other way. And he has a bunch of friends and family members in attendance today. Coming across the bridge from Gig Harbor. Big left-hand hitter, Tolia. Well, he's a switch hitter, batting left now. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Tolia, the Rockies' first-round pick in 2019 after 3 years at UCLA, has hit 25 home runs this year, 23 with AA Hartford before he was promoted to AAA a week ago yesterday. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. He kind of profiles as a low batting average, high power slugger. Now the next pitch is a swing and a grounder foul on the third base side, just a little slow roller. Had a 795 OPS at AA Hartford in 97 games there. And around 400 plate appearances. Hit 234 with 23 homers there, drove in 66. Rocky's giving him a late season promotion to AAA. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Tolia. And it is up and away, and O'Keefe came out of his crouch like he was going to try a pickoff throw down to second base, but he decided not to do it. So 3-1 the count to Tolia with Coco Montes on deck. Two on, two out. And McCacken's 3-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. And Kelnick and Trammell are in the area, but Kelnick is closer to it. He makes the catch, and that's the final out in the top of the second inning. Albuquerque scores a run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Right, here's one, the series opener against Albuquerque yesterday, 8-4. But here in game two today, second inning, and they're down 3-0 as Jared Kelnick is set to lead off the bottom of the second against right-hander Brandon Gold. And first pitch to Kelnick is swung on, hit in the air towards left center field, struck well. Bouchard back, and he's looking up, and it's gone. Jared Kelnick gets one out of here to left center field. It just does clear the top of the fence. In the alleyway in left center, his 13th home run as a member of the Red Ears. And Tacoma has now homered in 13 consecutive games. The streak continues. Kelnick lifting one out of here to left center. Didn't look like a homer off the bat, but he's got so much strength and the ball just carried out of here to left center. And Kelnick puts Tacoma on the scoreboard in the bottom of the second inning. 3-1 now, and here's Jonathan Villar. And Gold's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Kelnick's now hit. Also homered yesterday in the third inning, so he's homered in back-to-back games. Now Villar fouls one straight into the dirt, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now here's one that is a little inside for a ball to the veteran VR. 2-2. VR's in his 10th game for Tacoma. Hitting 285 so far as a Rainier. 2-2 pitch from Gold is swung on and hit in the air towards center. This will carry to Heron, the center fielder who makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. VR flies to center. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hitting in the number six spot today, batting 259 with 11 homers. He pulls the first pitch on the ground to the shortstop, Trejo, who fields it and throws out O'Keefe, and two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. So O'Keefe, first pitch swinging, grounds out to the shortstop. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Green. 1-0 the count. And the lineup at first base today, hitting 232, leads the team with 17 homers. And he takes a breaking ball for a strike, 1-1 now. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a drive deep down the left field line. Is it fair? Is it foul? It is foul. Seemed to be headed that way all the way. Home run distance for sure. So 2-2 to Zach Green. Now the pitch is popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch is just outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff. Swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Still 3-2. Now the payoff, the shortstop, who's been busy. And he throws out Green at first base, wrapping up the bottom of the second inning. Rainiers get a run on the homer by Celtic. It was the only hit. And in two innings, the Rainiers have grounded out to shortstop four times. We go to the third. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
It's 3-1, Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play. Coco Montes will lead things off against Aaron McCackett. He'll be followed by DJ Peterson, and he's thrown 50 pitches through two innings. He's had starts this year where he's at 50 pitches in the sixth. There's his pitch to Montez, and it is fouled off. There's strike one. But the Topes have six hits and two walks in two innings, and McCackett's had to throw a lot of pitches. Oh, one pitch on its way from McCacken, and this is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Oh, two pitch coming. Is tapped towards first. Green fields it, and he'll take it himself to the bag. And one man is out in the third. McCacken retires the leadoff man in the inning on a grounder in the infield. Now DJ Peterson, the right here from 2016 and 17, and a little bit at the very end of 2015 also. Yesterday was his first game at Cheney Stadium since July of 2017. He went 1-for-4 with a double. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 inside, it hit him on the left arm right where he wears the elbow guard. Peterson hit by the pitch, so he'll head down to first base with one out. And there's a man on for Brett Boswell.
Third base with number 10, Brett Boswell.
Boswell. Struck out swinging in the first. Left hand swung on it, fouled off Boswell's foot. There's strike one. Next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So McCacken out ahead of Boswell again. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul. McCacken's ready. Here comes the 1-2, and it is outside with a change, and the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Albuquerque. One run, one hit, no errors for Tacoma. Top of the third inning. 2-2 pitch from McCacken is up and away. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. If they send Peterson on the pitch, full count, one out. He does not go. The pitch is swung on, grounded to second. VR hanging. There's two, the double play. And that ends the inning. Boswell hits into the 4-6-3, twin killing. The second baseman to the shortstop to the first baseman. No runs for Albuquerque at the top of the third. No hits or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1. Forrest Wall will lead things off for the Red Ears at the bottom of 10. Third base side. Gold off the mound. Has it. Throws to first in time for the out. Nicely played by the pitcher, Brandon Gold, as Wall can absolutely fly down the line. And if he gets the bunt down in fair territory, seems like he's got a good shot of getting a hit. But not this time. Brandon Gold threw him out. What a way, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hitting 231 with 13 homers, 721 OPS. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. McCoy 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, and three runs batted in yesterday. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. And McCoy's been part of the Red Ears home run surge. They've now homered in 13 straight games. McCoy has hit four during this stretch. 1-1 pitch over for a strike, 1-2. He and Drew Ellis have hit the most. They've each hit four during this 13-game string of homers, during which the team has hit 26 homers as a group, belted by 14 different players over the course of the last 13 games, including this one. The 1-2 fouled back. Reiners extended the streak last inning when Kelnick went deep. Last time the Reiners didn't hit a homer was 2 weeks ago today. So the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. And that was a day game at Sacramento, a hot day. And it was a noon start on a Wednesday. And somehow we ended up playing a 1-0 game that day. And the Reiners got shut out. And that was the last time they didn't hit a homer. McCoy drives. He connects again. A line shot over the wall in left field. And McCoy makes it a 3-2 ball game as the Red Ears hit their second home run of this one. 14th homer of the season for Mason McCoy, who has hit five home runs in his last nine games. Just adds to his career high, now 14 on the year for the Red Ears shortstop. First year with the Red Ears, McCoy. Here's a swing and a foul back by Taylor Trammell. That's strike one. And McCoy's a second-year AAA player. He played in the International League with Norfolk last year. Next pitch to Trammell is fouled out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up in the air to shallow left field. Back is Trejo. He's called off by the left fielder, and it's Bouchard making the catch, and that is the second out. Trammell flies out to left, two down. And now Evan White will be the batter. White grounded out to shortstop earlier, so he's 0 for 1. Next pitch to White, outside, 2-0. White continues to rehab from the sports hernia surgery. He's homered in each of the last two games, and both of his homers have been opposite field shots here at Cheney Stadium. Here's the 2-0 to White, and it is swung on and crushed to left down the line, and it is foul. Foul ball, 2-1. And the next pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike two. Even count, two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is just off the plate outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is a called strike three, and White goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the third, but they draw a run closer on the Mason McCoy homer. It was the only hit of the inning, and there were no errors and no one left. We go to the fourth. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Three to two is our score. Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play. Jimmy Herron starts things off for the Topes, and Darren McCacken's pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Racing in and diving and grabbing it is Jared Kelnick. A great play in shallow center field, and there's the first out in the top of the fourth inning. Kelnick with the diving catch after a long run in shallow left center. Had a good read on that and made the play. Kelnick is really impressed with his defense in the outfield throughout his stint with the Red Ears this year. He's really played well on both sides of the ball here. But the defense, you know, you don't think that he's going to go out there and make great play after great play in the outfield, but that's what he's done during this time. Here's Ryan Vallade now with a strikeout and a sacrifice bunt. And the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. And Kelnick's been moving around, too, to all three outfield spots. And he's played well at each of them. 0-1 pitch to Vallade is swung on and popped up on the right side. And VR, the second baseman, calls off Green, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two. So very quickly, McCacken gets two outs in the top of the fourth inning. And now Alan Trejo is the batter. Trejo with a couple of base hits in this game, 2 for 2. And McCacken's pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on, and this is hit deep towards the left field corner down the line, and it is foul. Trejo at home run distance and pulled it to the left of the foul pole in the corner. So still no balls, two strikes. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Trejo. McCacken got him with an off-speed pitch, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. McCacken sets down the side in order, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2. Abraham Toro starts things off, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Brandon Gold on the mound for the Topes. The Rainiers have got him for two solo homers for their two runs, continuing their trend of doing most of their scoring these days via the homer. Here's one down low now to Toro. Toro grounded out his first time up, 0 for 1 tonight. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Gold, and this pitch misses ball 3. We're going to take tonight's games. The Rainiers played a day game yesterday, and all the other action around the league occurred well after we got off the air. 3-0 pitch outside, ball 4, 4-pitch walk. Toro heads down to first base with a leadoff walk in the fourth. First walk issued by Brandon Gold, and now Jared Kelnick will bat. Eddie Holbert his first time up. In the West, first place Reno got smoked at home by Salt Lake yesterday, 10-2. Dylan Thomas, the former Rainier, was 3-for-4 with a homer, 3 runs scored, and 4 runs batted in. So here's a pitch to Kelnick over for a strike. And Michael Stefanik had 3 hits and scored 3 runs for Salt Lake, who had a great start from Davis Daniel, allowing just 1 run in 6 innings at Reno. That's tough to do. 0-1 pitch to Kelnick in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Reno's slugger got called up today. Stone Garrett called up by the Diamondbacks, his first big league call-up. Garrett leads the PCL with 28 homers, and he also leads the league with 95 runs batted in. And he is no longer in the league. Called up by the Diamondbacks. Congratulations to him. He's never been in the majors before. 0-2 to Kelnick is hit up the middle. It finds a hole and gets into center field. A base hit. Toro takes second. A ground ball single through the middle of the diamond by Kelnick. And Tacoma has 2 on with nobody out at the bottom of the 4th inning for Jonathan Villar. They shift Kelnick. Everyone does. And he hit this grounder up the middle and found a hole just to the left of the second base bag. So here's Jonathan Villar, who flied out to center field earlier, 0-for-1 today. And Gold's pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Las Vegas picked up a game on first place as there were some lopsided games last night. As Salt Lake beat Reno 10-2. Vegas won at Sacramento 12-1. Series of swing and a miss by VR. They hit 3 homers. Matt Davidson hit his 20th. Billy McKinney went deep and drove in 3. I was just glad to see him in the lineup because he got hit by a pitch when Vegas was here on Saturday. Actually, that was Friday. Oh, no, it was Saturday in the doubleheader. First game of the doubleheader. So there's one down low to VR. And he didn't return to the series, but he was back in the lineup for Vegas yesterday and hit a 3-run homer, so he's all right. Jared Koenig went 5 innings, allowed 1 run, got a win for Vegas. 2-1 pitch to VR. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the base umpire, who's outshifted behind the mound right now. And VR is saying, hey, really? You can tell? You can see that from there? Well, it's a strike. 2-2. Toro at second, Kelnick at first, and now a look toward second by Gold, but no throw. So Vegas picked up a game on first place Reno, but they're still 7.5 back right now, and they're in second. And Salt Lake's 9 back. Reno just coasting with a healthy lead at this point, but there's still quite a bit of ball to be played this year. As here's a check swing on a pitch in the dirt. He did not go this time, and the count is full. Teams have 38 games left if they have no makeups remaining. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and there's a called strike 3, and VR knew it, and he has struck out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the 4th. Second strikeout for Brandon Gold, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the bat. Must have been looking for something else because he couldn't pull the trigger on that, and he knew right away that it was strike 3. Here's O'Keefe grounded out to short earlier, and the pitch is taken for a strike. In the East, much tighter race over there. First place Oklahoma City lost a wild one in Sugar Land in 10 innings yesterday. Listen to how this went down. They were tied 4-4 after 9. All right. So now the 0-1 to O'Keefe is low and away for a ball. Top of the 10th, they get the automatic runner at second. Oklahoma City, and then someone walked. So they had 2 on, and Michael Bush hit a three-run homer for the Dodgers to put them up 7-4 in the top of the 10th. Feel pretty good about that if you're Oklahoma City. So O'Keefe drills one high and deep to straightaway center field. Back is Heron, but with room, he makes the catch. Tagging at second base is Toro. He will advance to third. Holding at first is Celtic. O'Keefe flies out to deep center field. That's the second out of the inning. And now Zach Green will be the hitter. So Okie City got three in the top of the 10th on Bush's homer. They went up 7-4. They feel like they're going to win the game. Oh, no. Sugarland scored four in the bottom of the 10th and won it 8-7. There was a bases-loaded walk involved and a sack fly. And then there were two outs. Sears went outside to Green. And Oklahoma City still led 7-6, but there were two men on base. And Justin Durden for Sugarland, new player for them, hit a two-run double to walk it off. And they won it 8-7. Now a swing and a foul by Green. So first place Oklahoma City lost in the East. Second and third place El Paso and Round Rock right now. And Round Rock won the series opener last night 9-4 as Josh Young hit a pair of three-run homers and had six runs batted in on the night. There's a foul by Green. So Round Rock picked up a game on both Oklahoma City and El Paso. Oklahoma City in first, El Paso's 2.5 back, and Round Rock only 4 back. That's the tight race of the PCL right now. 1-2 to Green, low for a ball, 2-2. Josh Young, though, for Round Rock, he was one of the Rangers. He might have been their very top prospect coming into this season. And definitely a top 100 ranked minor league prospect, first round pick in 2019. And he injured his shoulder. He'd been out all year until just maybe 2 weeks ago. And he connected for 2 3-run homers yesterday. Josh Young with a J, J-U-N-G. In fact, his little brother was a first round draft pick this year. Two-two pitch to Green, and it is bounced foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Runners at first and third. The 2-2 pitch to Green is low and away, ball three. He's worked a full count. Well, that means the runner from first base will be off with the pitch. That's Kelnick. Now the pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Still three balls, two strikes. So once again, Celtic will be off with the pitch. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Still 3-2. Green's fouled off back-to-back. Full count pitches. Now the 3-2 again. Misses ball four, and that's going to load him up. Green will head down to first base. Kelnick takes second. Toro remains at third. They're loaded up with two outs for Forrest Wall. And we're going to get a visit to the mound by the Albuquerque pitching coach, Frank Gonzalez. So they're going to chat things over. Most of the infielders have joined in the conversation for the Isotopes. Forrest Wall will be the batter. He has a 8-game hitting streak coming into tonight's contest. Toro at third, Celtic at second, Green at first. Wall tried to bunt for a hit his first time up and was thrown out by the pitcher. And here's the pitch from Gold, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Outside for a ball. Correction, called a strike by the automated ball strike system. It got me again. It happens. Well, 0-2 to Wall. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and that's blocked by Carlos Perez. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, and drifting back Bouchard, and he makes the catch, backpedaling in the alleyway for the final out of the inning. Right here's 2-2 score in the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Dream big. Students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Three to two, Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We head to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Sean Bouchard, Carlos Perez, and Michael Tolia will bat for the Topes. These are the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in their lineup, and Darren McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bouchard has reached twice with an infield single and a walk, and he has scored a run. The next pitch is popped up behind first down the right field line. It slices and goes foul, and that is fortunate for the Rainiers because no one was catching that little flare. And if it had landed in fair territory, it was going to be a problem, but it went foul by, 5 feet. So heading back to the batter's box after running that out is Bouchard. Oh, and 2 the count to Bouchard. And the pitch from McCacken is a called strike 3, and down he goes. There's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. And McCacken has his 5th strikeout of the game. So one away. And now Carlos Perez is the hitter. Perez has walked and struck out so far. And he drills one to left field. It is deep, it is back, and it is his 25th home run of the season. Carlos Perez lines one out of here. It got out of here at a heartbeat. And Albuquerque now leads it 4-2. That ball was cranked. Perez, a proven Pacific Coast League slugger, takes a tour of the bases. 25 home runs this year, 31 last year. He is dangerous in this league. So the Isotopes, who lead the league in homers, have hit their 176th of the season. Now Michael Tolia takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now a strike to Tolia, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now a swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. And there's strike three to Tolia, caught looking as McCacken throws him with a fastball, had a little run to it, and that's his sixth strikeout of the game. And now Coco Montes will be the batter. And he swings and hits one down the right field line, slicing it. 0-1 the count. Four-two Albuquerque, top of the fifth inning. Sunset approaching here in Tacoma. Here's one lowed away for a ball, 1-1. And it's clouds around the area starting to turn a pinkish, orangish hue as the lights take effect on the diamond. Now the 1-1 is fouled out of play, and that's strike two to Montes. And this pitch is low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers have Mason McCoy due up at the bottom of this inning, followed by Trammell and White. Two-two pitch coming from McCacken. A little hesitation move, and it is up and in, ball three. Full count. Now a foul out of play. We'll do it again. Three-two pitch coming once again, and it is just outside, ball four, and it's a two-out walk to Montes. Third walk issued by McCacken. And now D.J. Peterson will be the hitter. And McCacken about to throw his 85th pitch of the night here to Peterson. Swung on and fouled away. Peterson's 0-for-1, hit by a pitch his last time up. Toss to first base and back in safely is Montes. He's 8-for-8 stealing bases this year, so good guy to keep an eye on. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on. It bounced towards McCoy at short, who has it. He's just going to throw it to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Albuquerque tacks on a run on the homer by Carlos Perez. It was the only hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Albuquerque leads the Rainiers 4-2. Rainiers have scored their two runs on solo homers, and one of them was hit by Mason McCoy, who will lead things off here in the fifth. He lined a homer to left field his last time up in the third inning. And he swings at the first pitch here and fouls it away. There's strike one. Brandon Gold on the mound for Albuquerque. He's allowed just three hits in four innings, but two solo homers. Other than the homers, the Rainiers didn't get any base runners until last inning, the fourth, when they did load them up on a single and two walks, but were unable to score. 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm report while the Rainiers bat here in the bottom of the fifth. As here's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-2. The M's AA team, Arkansas, the stop right below Tacoma on the Mariners minor league ladder. They lost a rain-shortened eight-inning, 2-1 game at Springfield against the Cardinals affiliate last night. So here's a pitch outside to McCoy. Had a good start from Steven Kolak, who allowed two runs in 5 2/3 innings, but he ended up taking the loss because they scored only one run. Jake Achia, the catcher, had two hits and an RBI. Now swinging up to the bottom of the eighth inning because the rain was pouring, and you know, the M's affiliate was down 2-1. They're in the game in the eighth and unable to continue because of the rain. And I did see someone tweeted some video footage of the weather there. Yeah, the game needed to stop. It was absolutely dumping in Springfield, Missouri. So here's one outside for a ball to McCoy. So just a tough break for them, but they dropped it. The Mariners AA team, Arkansas, one game under 500, 54-55. 3-2 pitch lined into center. That's going to get down. A base hit flagged down by Heron on a hop. And McCoy has a leadoff single at the bottom of the fifth inning. His second hit of the game. Liner to center field. Back-to-back two-hit games for Mason McCoy. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He's flied out to center and flied out to left. And he takes down and in for a ball. The Mariners, two Class A teams, both scored a ton of runs yesterday, although that doesn't mean that they both won. The Everett affiliate, Advanced Class A, they hung 8 runs on the scoreboard last night but lost to Vancouver, the Blue Jays affiliate, 12-8. It's Vancouver, B.C. So here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball to Trammell. Wanted to note, though, that the catcher for the Everett Aqua Sox last night, Charlie Welch is his name. He went 4-for-4 with a single and 3 doubles, and he had 6 runs batted in. So here's a swing and a miss by Trammell. The guy right in front of him in the lineup, outfielder Victor Labrada, was on base all night with 3 hits and a walk. He scored 4 runs, getting driven in by Welch. 2-1 pitch, 3-1 to Trammell. Well, the big story in the Mariners farm system yesterday was Low A Modesto. They had a fun one. Well, they had a fun ninth inning anyway. Now a toss to first and back in is McCoy. Mariners Modesto affiliate was trailing on the road at Rancho Cucamonga facing the Dodgers. It was 11-6 going to the ninth inning. And they proceeded to score 9 runs in the top of the ninth inning and win the game 15-11. Three players for Modesto had 3 hits. Hogan Windisch, who was drafted this year. Jonathan Classe, single, double, triple for him, a young outfielder. Now the 3-1 is a swing and a foul back. And then our new favorite Mariner minor leaguer, Axel Sanchez, had 3 hits with a homer yesterday. Guy's hitting .390 since going to Modesto. The Mariners at the deadline made the big trade for Luis Castillo, and one of the players they traded was the Modesto shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, who was having a huge season. He got sent to the Reds in that deal. And so they handed the shortstop position to this 19-year-old, Axel Sanchez, and he's hitting .390 since becoming the starting shortstop at Low A Modesto with power. 3-2 to Trammell. Runner goes. Pitch is bounced foul. McCoy was on the move, but Trammell fouled off the pitch. No one out here in the bottom of the fifth. See if McCoy's on the move again. He's being held out by Tolia. He does not go. The 3-2 pitch grounded. Diving stop at first by Tolia. He looks to second. Doesn't throw there. Instead flips to the pitcher. Covering first for the out on Trammell. McCoy. Nice play by Tolia at first base. Diving to his right. So runner at second with one out for Evan White. White's been quiet tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, low and away for a ball, 2-0. This pitch swung on and blooped to the right side and caught by the first baseman Tolia for the second out of the inning, and McCoy remains at second base. Abraham Toro will now be the batter. Right here's down 4-2, 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. 0-1 the count. Now a pickoff play at second, and it was close, but McCoy got back in there safely. Oh, and one to count to Toro. Reiner's looking for a clutch hit with two outs. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-2 the count to Toro. Gold with the 0-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got Toro to chase a pitch that was upstairs, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Gold has his third strikeout of the game. Right here's do not score. They had a hit and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Albuquerque 4, Tecoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu, Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the sixth inning of play, and it is Albuquerque 4, Tecoma 2. And the Rainiers have gone to the bullpen for the first time today and brought in lefty Rowenis Elias to work the top of the sixth inning. Darren McCacken, a little uncharacteristic today. He allowed a lot of base runners in the first two innings and was pitching with a lot of traffic during those frames. Settled down, got through the middle innings, ended up going five innings, allowing seven hits and four runs all earned. He walked three, hit a batter with a pitch, struck out six. Leaves the game trailing. The Rainiers have won the game in each of McCacken's last three starts. They're going to have to do it comeback style if they're going to win this one. Elias with the pitch, and it is hit well to right field by Boswell. Back this goes, and it is gone. Elias's very first pitch is launched out of the ballpark by Brett Boswell, his 10th homer of the year, and Albuquerque makes it a 5-2 lead. Scuffled through his recent outings, and the very first pitch hit out of the park here today. First pitch fastball right down the middle, and Boswell hit out of here. The pitch was up in the zone. So 5-2, Isotopes. And now the pitch to Jimmy Herron is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul out of play, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is down low, 2-1. Elias throws an off-speed pitch, gets a swing and a miss, and the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. And now this pitch misses for a ball. Three-two delivery, swung on, bounced foul. This is Elias's 31st appearance out of the Red Ears pen. He's 1-2 with a 5.77 ERA. 34 and a third innings pitched, has 26 strikeouts and 12 walks. Three-two delivery to Herron is hit up the middle, knocked down by Elias, and the ball rolls towards the shortstop very slowly, and that's going to be an infield single for Jimmy Herron. And the ball was deflected and just kind of rolled on the infield grass very slowly towards the shortstop, and there's nothing the Rainiers could do about that, and Herron has an infield single as a result. So he's at first with no one out, and the lineup turns over, and now Ryan Vallade is the batter, and Elias's pitch is over for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, called a strike. 0-2. And this one misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Roynes Elias, 34-year-old native of Guantanamo, Cuba. In his third stint in the Seattle Mariners organization. One-two pitch with a runner going is a check swing. He went around strike three, but stealing second base is Herron. So Vallade strikes out for the first out of the inning, but Herron steals second base, his third steal since joining the Isotopes. And he's in scoring position with one out for Alan Trejo, who has a couple of hits today, 2-for-3, with a run scored and an RBI, and he has also struck out once. Elias's pitch is a breaking ball that misses down low, ball one. Got it, popped up on the right side of the infield. VR and Green are there, and VR takes over, and the second baseman gloves it for the second out of the inning. So Trejo pops up, two down, and now Sean Bouchard is the batter. Bouchard has singled, walked, and struck out. Here's the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball by Bouchard, 1-0. 1-0 to Bouchard. And now a pickoff play at second, and they almost got him with VR sneaking in behind the runner. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 1-1. So an even count to Bouchard. And this pitch is swung on, hit high in the sky to center. Should be routine for Celtic, who is waiting. And Bouchard is out, and the inning is over. But Albuquerque gets a run on the Brett Boswell homer on the first pitch of the inning. One run on two hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Albuquerque leading the Rainiers 5-2. Each team with a couple of homers, but all four homers in this game have been solo shots. Albuquerque was able to rally and score without the home run in the first two innings today, getting a two-run and an RBI single from Trejo in the second. It's kind of been the difference of the game. New pitcher in for Albuquerque. Left-hander Reagan Todd takes over for Brandon Gold. And he'll face Jared Celtic, so left versus left here. Celtic's 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. There's strike one. The Topes starter, Gold, went five innings, allowed four hits and two runs, which were earned. He walked two, struck out three. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch to Kalnick from Todd, and this is down low for a ball, 1-1. Todd's in his 47th appearance of the year. He's second in the league in that category. 6-3 with a 5.28 ERA. 59 strikeouts in 44 to third innings, but with 27 walks. 1-1 the count to Kalnick. And Todd's pitch is swung on and popped up foul into the seats on the third base side. And the count now 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. After Celtic is Jonathan Villar, then Brian O'Keefe will hit. The pitch is swung on. It bounced on a big hop towards the second baseman, Montez, who then picks it on a short hop on the second bounce and throws out Celtic at first. And one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Kelnick is retired for the first time tonight. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Villar 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now the 0-1 is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. This pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Now a swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. So an even count. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a bouncer towards short. That's fielded by Trejo, and he throws out VR at first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Todd retires the first two hitters he faces, getting grounders in the infield. There's action in the Albuquerque bullpen. Right-hander J.D. Hammer is warming up. Here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and it is in there for a strike. Next pitch, swung on, bounced, foul, third base side. Now here's one outside for a ball. Foul back. Here comes the 1-2 now, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and the Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the sixth inning. Reagan Todd sets down Tacoma. Three up, three down. So we move on to the seventh inning of play with the score, Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with you. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Brennan Bernardino, is in from the bullpen. And he's out in relief of Rowenis Elias, who went one inning, allowed 2 hits and 1 run on the Boswell homer. And Elias didn't walk anyone, struck out 1. So Carlos Perez is the first batter Bernardino will face. This is his 11th appearance on the mound for the Red Ears, and he starts off Perez with a strike at the knees, 0-1. Bernardino 2-0 with a 0.63 ERA in 14 and a third innings, 20 strikeouts, 4 walks. There's his 0-1 pitch, and it is a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Bernardino began the year in the Mexican League pitching for Tijuana. Was acquired by the Mariners, joined the Rainiers, and swiftly thereafter was called up to the big leagues. He's been up a couple of times with Seattle this season. Here's a chopper to short, high hop, fielded by McCoy, and he throws to first for the out. And seventh inning, Carlos Perez grounds out to shortstop, and now Michael Tolia will be the batter. So Tolia will turn around and bat right-handed for his first time today after going 1-for-3 as a left-handed batter with a 2-run double against Aaron McCacken. Tolia waves the bat back and forth. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses, ball 1. Now the 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. Fastball there from Bernardino, 92 on the gun. Now here comes the 1-1. And it's swung on, chopped towards third, fielded by Toro, and he heaves it across the diamond to first. Close play in time for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning. Tolia runs pretty well for such a big guy. Made that a close play. 2 outs, and now Coco Montes is the batter. Montes is 1-for-2 with an infield single and a walk, and is also grounded out. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul in the home plate area. That's strike 1. Oh, 1 pitch outside and to the backstop. 1-ball, 1-strike. Rainiers have been trailing all night. Innings. Rainiers with Green, Wall, and McCoy due up in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch waved at and missed by Montes. There's strike 2. Bernardino with a 1-2 pitch, and it is low and away for a ball, 2-2. Bernardino, born in Valencia, California. The 2-2 pitch, chopped on one. Big hop to the first baseman, Green, who throws to Bernardino, covering first in time for the out. And the inning is over. Brennan Bernardino gets three grounders in the infield and three outs here in order at the top of the seventh inning. We go to the stretch here at Cheney Stadium. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Improve your vehicle's gas mileage and power with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And right now, buy 1 6-ounce bottle and get one free, plus earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Save money on gas and boost performance with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers trailing Albuquerque 5-2. New pitcher in for the Isotopes. It is right-hander J.D. Hammer. Reagan Todd, the previous reliever, worked a 3-up, 3-down, sixth with a strikeout. So Hammer in from the pen, his 43rd appearance. And his first pitch to Green is in there for a strike. Hammer's 1-1 with a 4.46 ERA in 36 and a third innings. 39 strikeouts, 19 walks. Here's his 0-1 on its way to Zach Green. And this one is a swing and a miss at a heater. 0-2 the count. Green's 0-1 with a ground out and a walk. O-2 pitch coming from Hammer, and it is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch is swung out pretty well, but playable for Vallade, who makes the catch, and one man is out in the seventh. Been talking about how the Rainiers have been hitting so many homers recently, and they have hit two more tonight and have now homered at least one time in 13 straight games. J.D. Hammer is the anti-homer pitcher. He has not allowed a homer in his last 26 games. Spanning 22 and a third innings. This is pitched to Forrest Wall, is taken in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Hammer reached the big leagues with the Phillies in 2019. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Signed as a minor league free agent with the Rockies in the offseason. 1-1 pitch. High for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is ball three. Ball trying to get on base, get something started here for the Red Ears. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is up high, ball four. So Wall reaches, and he heads down to first base. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. 30th walk drawn by Forrest Wall this season. So here's McCoy, who's 2-for-2 today with a single and a homer. Launched his 14th homer of the year back in the third inning. The first pitch coming, and this is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hammer spent a good chunk of last year in the major leagues with the Phillies, getting into 20 games out of their bullpen. Pitch to McCoy, popped up foul, first base side, and this will get out of play. A foul ball evens up the count, 1-1. And Hammer's been with Albuquerque since day one this year. One ball, one strike to Mason McCoy. Wall leads from first. He's a threat to try to steal. And Hammer with a 1-1 pitch. And it is swung on and hit to short on one hop. Fielded by Trejo. Flip to Montez for one. On to first for two. It's an inning-ending double play. Trejo ranged up the middle. Fielded that on one hop. Did a little over the shoulder almost. To flip to Montez to start the double play. And that wraps up the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the eighth. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. Coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, left-hander Anthony Bonda in from the bullpen for his third appearance since joining the club. He's worked two scoreless innings thus far. And he'll face DJ Peterson, Brett Boswell, and Jimmy Herron in the eighth. Sound in relief of Brendan Bernardino, who tossed a quick and easy seventh inning, three up, three down, with three infield grounders. Bonta's first pitch to DJ Peterson is hit in the air to left field, but playable for the Red Ears. Forrest Wall, who makes the catch shy of the warning track. One pitch, one out at the top of the eighth inning. Peterson flies out, and now Brett Boswell will be the batter. Now Boswell for ball, 1-0 the count. One-oh delivery, check swing, foul, and counts even, 1-1. Mariners won today. Outslugged the Angels 11-7. Finished a sweep. It's their swing and a miss by Boswell. Strike two. M's hit four homers, two by Cal Raleigh, his first multiple homer game in the big leagues. And he's up to 18 homers this season. Eugenio Suarez and Jesse Winker also went deep. Suarez and Winker each hit two-run homers. There's one down low to Boswell. George Kirby tossed 5 2/3 innings, allowed three runs, but got the win. Struck out seven. How about Shohei Ohtani? Now the 2-2 pitch is chopped on a big bounce to short. McCoy has it, and he throws out Boswell at first, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. And now Jimmy Herron is the batter. Ohtani today for the Angels was 4-for-5 with two singles, a triple, a homer, four runs batted in. They lost. Mariners beat them 11-7. There's the pitch outside for a ball. So that's a sweep for the M's, who are 11 games over 500 for the first time this year at 65-54. So now here's one down low for a ball to Herron. They're now 4-2 on their road trip, which continues with three more games in Oakland, but not tomorrow. They get a day off tomorrow. Series one in there for a strike, 2-1 to Herron. And then three in Oakland starting on Friday. Mariners have won 28 and lost 12 over their last 40 games. Here's a one-hopper hit to short. McCoy has it, throws to first in time to get Herron, and that wraps up the top of the eighth. Three up, three down for Anthony Bonta. Bullpen's doing its job. We'll see if the Red Ears bats can come alive. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Albuquerque 5.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in for the Isotopes. It's right-hander Julian Fernandez, who pitched yesterday, and the Rainiers got to him for three runs yesterday. That was in the bottom of the eighth inning, and he comes in to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning today. See if the Rainiers can rally against him again. Taylor Trammell leads off, and Fernandez in relief of J.D. Hammer, who worked a scoreless seventh with a walk. Nothing else on his line. Faced only three hitters because he got a double play ball. 1-0 to Trammell in there for a strike. Fernandez is the hard thrower, upper 90s on the gun. His 45th appearance for Albuquerque this year, 2-4 with a 6.53 ERA. Next pitch up and away, off speed, 2-1. He has 48 strikeouts in 41 and a third innings and has walked 25. Now the 2-1 pitch is high, ball three. Check swing, and they say that he did not go around, so ball three. Well, the Yankees had a pretty epic moment today just now at home against Tampa. This game just ended maybe 15 minutes ago, so late there. So there's a strike to Trammell, who had tossed the bat aside, and the count is full, 3-2. They were tied 4-4 after 9, and in the top of the 10th inning, Tampa scored three runs, getting a bases loaded three-run double from Francisco Mejia. So they went up 7-4 going to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Yankees loaded them up, and Josh Donaldson hit a walk-off grand slam. So here's a swing and a foul back. You do not see many walk-off grand slams. And you really do not see many walk-off grand slams when you're down by three runs. 3-2 to Trammell is a called strike three, and Trammell thought that was ball four, but it landed in the automated strike zone. Was in the square. And Trammell is the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. One away. And now Evan White is the batter. Swung on and fouled at the plate there, strike one. So Josh Donaldson with a walk-off grand slam when they were trailing by three. A 1-1 pitch up and in to White, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch high and inside, two balls, one strike. One pitch high and inside, ball three. Now a swing and a hot grounder right side, but it's fielded by Montez, the second baseman, and he throws out White, two away in the eighth. Rainiers haven't had a hit since McCoy let off the fifth inning with a single. And they've had only one base runner since then when Wall walked last inning. Two down at the bottom of the eighth, and now Abraham Toro is the batter. Rainiers limited to just four hits today. And the pitch is in for a strike to Toro, 0-1 the count. Albuquerque pitching has induced a lot of infield grounders. So here's one inside for a ball. We've got 10 infield grounders resulting in 11 outs. So there's a foul by Toro, and he's behind in the count, 1-2. New pitch lined the other way, right to the third baseman Boswell, who catches it for the final out of the inning. Toro lines out to third, and the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth. It's still Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Five to two is our score. The Red Ears trailing Albuquerque. We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma brings in a new pitcher, Drew Bullpen. And Steckenrider on in relief of Anthony Bonta, who pitched a three up, three down eighth inning. No strikeouts, all zeros on his line in one inning of work. So Steckenrider ready to face Vallade, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Steckenrider's appearing in his 14th game for Tacoma this year. No record of 4.73 ERA. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Steckenrider facing the top of the order here in the ninth. Vallade, Trejo, and Sean Bouchard. And the pitch is a called strike three. Three pitches, and Steckenrider disposes of Ryan Vallade. One out in the top of the ninth. And now Trejo will be the batter. Talking about the Mariners before the break and how they're heading to Oakland for a three-game series that starts on Friday with an off day on the road tomorrow. Oakland won their game today at Texas 7-2. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Trejo. When the Mariners face the A's on Friday, they're going to be seeing several of the exact same hitters that the Rainiers just faced with Las Vegas last week and even this past weekend. Counts now even, 1-1. Because Oakland has made a lot of roster moves in the last 48 hours, and they called up the catcher, Shea Langeliers, who hit his first big league home run today. They called up David McKinnon, who was here with Vegas this past weekend. Breaking ball up and in. That sends Trejo to the deck, 2-1. Oakland called up Sheldon Noisy, who was hitting over 400 for the Aviators during his time with them after having been optioned. Now the 2-1 to Trejo is outside and in the dirt. Three balls, one strike. So those guys are going to be in the lineup for Oakland this weekend when the Mariners face them. Three-one pitch, fastball outside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. Trejo heads down to first base. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. Now Sean Bouchard will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single, a walk, and a run scored. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Bouchard's hit in the first, kind of a turning point in the game in the first inning. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There was a runner at first with one out, and Bouchard pulled a ball very sharply to third base. This was a hard hit ball, and Toro, playing third, couldn't pick it cleanly, and it went for an infield hit, which was the correct scoring call. The ball was scorched. But if Toro had managed to pick it with his glove on the first try, it was hit so hard they probably would have had an inning-ending double play. But instead, he knocked it away and then picked it up and threw to first, and it was too late. Bouchard was safe. So now the count goes to 3-1. And there were runners at first and second with one out, and the Isotopes ended up scoring two runs in that inning when Tolia hit a two-run double. So here's a fastball outside, ball four, and Steckenrider's walked back-to-back hitters with one out in the ninth. So he's in a spot of trouble with the slugger Carlos Perez coming to the plate. Perez 1-for-3 with a homer and a walk. Steckenrider's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play, and that is going to land on the berm. Oh, 2 the count. Now swinging a bouncer foul, third base side. So no balls, 2 strikes. And Steckenrider's pitch to Perez. Swung on and fouled back. He came with an off-speed pitch there, and Perez fouled it straight back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Perez chased a ball in the dirt, and that's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. So 2 away, and now Michael Tolia will be the batter. First baseman Michael Tolia. 2 on, 2 out of the ninth, game 2 of a 6-game series between the Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes here at Cheney Stadium. We're going to be here all week through the weekend. Tickets available for all the games. Visit TacomaRainiers.com. Pitch to Tolia is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Tolia 1-for-4 with a double. It was a 2-run double back in the first inning. Now the next pitch is low and away for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch, low ball three. Steckenrider behind to the count, 3-0. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Deer's scheduled hitters are Kelnick, VR, and O'Keefe. 3-0 pitch is high, ball four, a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded on walks here in the ninth. There have been five batters who have come to the plate this inning, and they have all either struck out or walked. Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Steckenrider for a moment. The next batter will be Coco Montez. Deck, talk it over a little bit. So Montez comes to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single and a walk. Right-hand batter up with the bases loaded. He has hit two grand slams this year for Albuquerque. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. There's strike one. Talked about it early in the broadcast, but Albuquerque has hit 11 grand slams this year, which is just remarkable. 0-1 the count. And here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Steckenrider's ahead, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul down the first baseline. Over is Green, but no chance. It's out of play. And it is still no balls, two strikes. Trejo, the runner at third, Bouchard at second, and Tolia at first. 0-2 the count with two outs to Montez. The pitch swung on and sprayed to the right side, and fielding it on one hop is VR, and he throws to first in time for the out. The inning is over. Albuquerque does not score in the top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Deers need a rally. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Deers are trying to rally. They trail Albuquerque 5-2, and Tacoma is going to send Jared Kelnick, Jonathan VR, and Brian O'Keefe to the plate. new pitcher in for the Isotopes. It's the former right here, Zach Lee, who is appearing in his Pacific Coast League leading 50th game. He's reliever in AAA this year. 3-1 with a 3.78 ERA and 7 saves. And his first pitch to Kalnick is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Lee has always been a starter in his pro career until this season, moved to the bullpen, and he's had success in a relief role for Albuquerque. The 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Kalnick pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there, ready to hit. He has two hits today, and he swings at the next pitch and fouls it off, and count goes to 1-2. Rainiers need base runners to get something started here, but Kalnick's behind in the count, 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and looped to the left side and caught on the fly by the third baseman, Boswell. And there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So one away, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Villar has been quiet tonight, 0 for 3. He steps in. One out of the ninth. Right here is trail 5-2. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Zach Lee, now 30 years old, with his next pitch, and it is taken up high, ball 3. Now, VR taking all the way, watches a strike go by. 3-1. Now the pitch is grounded up the first baseline, and it rolls foul. So full count to VR, 3 balls, 2 strikes. One out of the ninth. Rainier's having a quiet night at the plate, just 4 hits. 2 solo homers in there to get on the scoreboard, but not much else. Trying to change that in the bottom of the ninth inning. Three balls, two strikes to Jonathan Villar. And the pitch is swung on and chopped on. 2 hops to the shifted shortstop Trejo, and he can't field it cleanly. And safe at first base is Villar, and the Rainiers get a base runner. He was out on the outfield grass to the right of second base and trying to field this ball, this high bouncer, and knocked it to the ground with his glove. It was going to be a hard play. VR still runs well down the line. They are going to give an error to Trejo. Regardless, the Red Ears just happy to have a base runner, and the pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. O'Keefe 0-3. Now the 0-1 from Lee is swung on and fouled back, and that makes the count 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Zach Green is on deck. Now the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Rainiers need to get one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is outside and in the dirt, and that is ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire on the appeal. And O'Keefe does not like the call, but he has been rung up by the first base umpire. Nope, he's saying that he may have foul tipped it. And he wants the umpire, well, he's convinced the umpires to talk it over. So Anthony Perez bringing in the corner umpires to discuss it. And no, they say strike three. And so O'Keefe did not foul tip it. We'll get a look here on MILB TV. He checked his swing and couldn't really tell if he nicked it or not. Not on my monitor anyway. So now the Raiders are down to their last out, and the first pitch to Zach Green is in there for a strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch up high, one ball, one strike. Runner at first, two outs in the ninth. Raiders trailing 5-2. And the 1-1 pitch outside. VR being held on at first. 2-1 pitch to Green. Swing and a miss. And the count's even 2-2. And the Raiders are down to their final strike. So two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Raiders have a runner at first base. And the pitch from Lee to Zach Green is swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get out of play. Green stays alive, still two balls, two strikes. Albuquerque scored twice in the top of the first inning and has led all night. Raiders narrowed it down to a one-run game at one point, but Albuquerque tacked on a few extra runs, and they've led 5-2 since the sixth inning. Now there are two outs in the ninth. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Green, and that's the ball game. The Isotopes win this one 5-2, and the series is now even at a game apiece. The Raiders had won their last two games. They dropped this one. Albuquerque had lost their last three games. They end that streak with the victory today. 5-2 is the final score. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by MyFreddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Well, Albuquerque evens up the series here at Cheney Stadium by winning game two tonight. 5-2 was the final score. Right here's when the opener yesterday, belting four home runs in an 8-4 victory. And they hit two more home runs today, but didn't do anything else offensively. And Albuquerque was able to score early and take the lead. They got two in the first. McCacken on the mound struck out the first batter of the game, but then Alan Trejo hit a rocket to third off the glove of Abraham Toro, and it went for an infield single. Then Sean Bouchard, very next batter, also hit a rocket to third off the glove of Abraham Toro, and that went for an infield single. Carlos Perez then drew a walk, loading the bases with one out. And the local product, Michael Tolia out of Gig Harbor High School, followed with an opposite field two-run double to left. And Albuquerque was up 2-0. And they had runners at second and third with one out at that point. It was looking like it might become a big inning, but McCacken was able to wiggle out of that without allowing any further runs. But they got another in the second when Jimmy Heron hit a leadoff double down the left field line, and a sacrifice bunt moved him to third, and Alan Trejo singled the right field, bringing in Heron to make it 3-0. And they ended up getting runners at first and second with one out after that, and McCacken got out of it. And then McCacken got going and started to put up some zeros, and the Rainiers hit a couple of early homers. Jared Kelnick hit a solo shot to left center in the bottom of the second inning, his 13th of the year. That made it 13 straight games with a homer for Tacoma, and it also made the score 3-1. Then with one out in the bottom of the third inning, Mason McCoy against Brandon Gold lined a solo homer to left field, his 14th of the year, and his fifth homer in his last nine games, and that made it Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2. But the Red Ears, after that McCoy homer in the third, hit just two singles the whole rest of the way. Didn't even get a runner to second base after the fifth inning. And meanwhile, Albuquerque tacked on some extra runs. Carlos Perez belted his 25th homer of the year in the fifth inning, and no doubt about it, shot to left field. And then Brett Boswell homered off Rowenis Elias in the sixth inning. And that made it 5-2. That was Boswell's. That was the scoring today. Albuquerque wins it 5-2, the final score. For Albuquerque, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 10 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Brandon Gold. He is 6-5. The save goes to Zach Lee, his 8th. McCacken takes the loss. He is 7-6. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 40 minutes, and the attendance, 4,530. With the win, Albuquerque's now 51-61 on the year. The Rainiers fall to 51-62 on the year. Game 3 of the series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma. Zach Neal for the Isotopes. And we'll be on the air with the pregame show starting at 6.55. Albuquerque wins at 5-2. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Rainiers postgame show continues right after this.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Albuquerque takes it 5-2 over the Red Ears. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard, shall we? Mariners win today. They beat the Angels 11-7 to complete a three-game series sweep on the road. The Mariners hit four homers today, two by full home run game in the big leagues of his career. Now has 18 on the year. He drove in three runs. Eugenio Suarez and Jesse Winker each hit two-run shots. Suarez's was his 20th of the season. George Kirby pitched into the sixth inning, got the win, and the M's are 11 games over 500 for the first time this season. They're off tomorrow and at Oakland on Friday. Mariners hot, and they hold the top wild card spot at the time, at the moment. Other scores in the American League today. Twins shut out the Royals 4-0 to finish a three-game series sweep. Could have been costly, though. Their starting pitcher today, Tyler Malley, who they got at the trade deadline from Cincinnati, left with one out in the third inning with a sore shoulder. Don't really know how he's doing, but the Twins then had five relievers finish off a six-game shutout of a six-hit shutout of the Royals, and former Rainier Emilio Pagan ends up getting the win with two scoreless innings. Toronto defeats Baltimore 6-1. Their starter Ross Stripling carried a perfect game into the seventh inning, ended up allowing a hit, and the Jays hold Baltimore to four hits when it's all said and done, and win the game 6-1, the final. Crazy game in New York today. Yankees and Rays tied 4-4 after 9. Tampa scored three runs at the top of the 10th inning on Francisco Mejia, bases loaded double. The Yankees then load the bases in the bottom of the 9th inning and get a grand slam, walk-off style, from Josh Donaldson to win the game 8-7. The walk-off grand slam down by 3 in the bottom of the 10th inning, a real rare event. Donaldson's 12th home run of the season. Cleveland defeats Detroit 8-4. The Guardians scored six runs with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jose Ramirez with a go-ahead two-run double during that rally. It was Oakland's 10. Shea Langeliers hit his first big league home run, just called up from Vegas. Sean Murphy homered twice and drove in three for the Athletics. And Houston ends the White Sox five-game winning streak. The Astros take them down 3-2. Framber Valdez with a strong start. Allowed two runs in seven innings, picked up his 12th win of the year. One interleague game today. The Red Sox blasted the Pirates 8-3 in Pittsburgh. Christian Arroyo had three hits and three runs batted in. Red Sox have won five of their last six games to get back to the 500 mark. Over to the National League now. The Diamondbacks get a late two-run single in the eighth from Jake McCarthy and beat the Giants 3-2. Red shut out the Phillies 1-0. Nick Lodolo tossed seven scoreless innings, and the only run of the game scored at the bottom of the ninth. Jose Barrero with a game-winning RBI single. Yan Gomes singled in the goal.
No match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Isotopes win. They beat the Red Ears 5-2. They scored twice in the first inning, another run in the second, and never gave up the lead. And they just went at 5-2. The Red Ears' lone runs coming on solo homers by Jared Kelnick and Mason McCoy. The home run parade continues. The Red Ears have homered in each of the last 13 games, hitting 27 home runs during that time. And in particular, in the last five games, the Red Ears have now hit 15 homers. So the power surge has really picked up recently. But today, the two home runs were both solo shots, and they didn't get anything other than that. Just two singles the rest of the way. And Albuquerque limits Tacoma to just four hits. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Oklahoma City got two in the ninth to beat Sugarland 2-1. El Paso was a 7-5 winner at Round Rock. So in the East, El Paso still 2.5 games behind Oklahoma City, and Round Rock falls to 5 games back. In the West, first place Reno wins. They take down Salt Lake 7-4. Second place Las Vegas beat Sacramento 3-2. Vegas keeping pace, but they're still 7.5 games out of first. Well, this series will continue tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. The Red Ears will start Justice Sheffield against right-hander Zach Neal of Albuquerque. First pitch 7:05 here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream with the pregame show beginning at 6:55. That's going to do it for tonight's game. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 2. Have a great night.